Welcome to Furniture Industry News for October 4th, 2024. In this episode, we'll cover recent developments in the furniture industry, including updates on labor strikes, market trends, consumer spending, and company news. The recent dock workers' strike has been suspended. A tentative agreement has been reached between the International Longshoremen's Association and the United States Maritime Alliance, bringing an end to the work stoppage at East and Gulf Coast ports. The strike, which involved about 45,000 dock workers, had raised concerns about potential supply chain disruptions. However, with this new deal, workers are now returning to their jobs, ensuring the smooth flow of goods, including furniture shipments. Under the tentative agreement, dock workers are set to receive substantial pay increases. The deal includes a $4 per hour raise each year for the next 6 years. This amounts to an impressive 62% increase over the life of the contract. While the workers are back on the job, it's worth noting that some details of the new contract are still being finalized. Issues such as port automation and other points are yet to be fully resolved. The current contract has been extended until January 2025, allowing time for these discussions to continue. This development is certainly a relief for furniture importers and the industry as a whole, as it helps maintain the stability of our supply chains. The furniture industry is facing some tough times right now. New furniture orders dropped by 5% in July, which follows a 6% decline in June and a 3% drop in May. This downward trend is concerning for manufacturers and retailers alike. When we look at the bigger picture, orders for the year so far are only up by 2% compared to 2023, which isn't much to celebrate. There are a few reasons for this slowdown. Consumer confidence took a big hit in September, and other economic indicators aren't looking great either. On the bright side, there was a small interest rate cut in September, with the possibility of another one coming soon. This might help the housing market and, in turn, the furniture industry. But don't expect to see results overnight. One positive note is that furniture shipments in July were up 6% from last year, even though they were down 7% from June. However, backlogs are shrinking and inventory levels are lower than last year. This suggests that the industry is trying to adapt to the changing market conditions. Now let's take a look at some recent shifts in consumer spending. While overall consumer spending has remained steady, the furniture and home furnishings retail sector is facing some challenges. According to the latest Fiserv Small Business Index, consumers are redirecting their spending to other areas. In September, we saw a noticeable shift away from home-related retail. Furniture, home furnishings, electronics, and appliance retailers experienced a 2% drop in sales compared to the previous month. This makes it the second highest declining category, just behind gasoline and fuel dealers. It's not all bad news, though. When we look at the year-over-year numbers, the furniture and furnishings retail category is still up by a modest 0.8%. However, this growth is significantly outpaced by other retail sectors. For example, general merchandise retailers showed an impressive 6.2% year-over-year gain through September. So where are consumers spending their money instead? The data shows that they're focusing more on specialty trades, technology, education, and healthcare. This shift in consumer priorities is something furniture industry professionals should keep a close eye on as we move into the final quarter of the year. In a significant development in the Conn's HomePlus and Badcock Home Furniture bankruptcy case, Jefferson Capital Systems has stepped forward as a stalking horse bidder. The company has proposed a purchase agreement for $360 million, though this amount is subject to various adjustments. For those unfamiliar with the term, a stalking horse bid sets the low-end bidding bar in a bankruptcy auction, effectively preventing other bidders from lowballing the purchase price. This move by Jefferson Capital Systems, a major player in the debt buying industry, could potentially shape the future of these well-known furniture retailers. The bankruptcy court has set a deadline of October 7th for any objections to this stalking horse bid. As the process unfolds, it's expected that we'll see updates to the auction timeline in the coming days. exciting news for furniture industry professionals. Surya Incorporated is set to relaunch the Mitchell Gold Plus Bob Williams brand at the upcoming High Point Market. This highly anticipated event will showcase the brand's signature upholstered pieces alongside a fresh selection of new frames, all featuring luxurious fabrics and leathers. But that's not all. The brand is also expanding its offerings to include a variety of case goods, from tables and storage solutions to nightstands and dressers. The new showroom, located in the International Home Furnishing Center, will provide a warm and inspiring space for designers to explore the latest collections. Mitchell Gold, co-founder and advisor to the brand, expressed his enthusiasm for the relaunch, emphasizing the showroom's blend of style and hospitality that customers have come to expect. Surya's president, Satya Tiwari, highlighted the brand's commitment to collaboration with designers, viewing the new showroom as a space to honor the brand's legacy while looking towards the future. Designers interested in experiencing the new Mitchell Gold Plus Bob Williams collection can visit the showroom from October 25th to 30th, with a special cocktail reception planned for October 27th to celebrate this exciting new chapter for the brand. That wraps up our news for today. We've covered a range of important topics affecting the furniture industry, from labor agreements to market trends and company updates. To stay on top of the latest developments in our industry, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for tuning in to Furniture Industry News, and we'll catch you next time with more essential updates for furniture professionals.